Hei taita ita ola zimbapo mwushe, tino kamchirai mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Youth Forum, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets talking about anything and everything youth wele Zimbabwe ontanga. Lamshanje, today is Tuesday, the 5th of February 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami. Ndina ini wenyu Mike Hove Msayigwa. Lamhlanje is February the 5th, 2019. Ontanga lamhlanje kuhlelo egudwini. Tackling the military crackdown that's happening in Zimbabwe a couple of weeks ago. 14th of January to be exact, sibone different civil society organizations such as hashtag this flag alongside EZCTU bephuma ngabantu abasakhulayo vakaenda kunoratidzira migwagwa in the different streets in different towns ngale eZimbabwe betshengisela because they were saying isimo sezinto zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka kuZimbabwe uko. A lot of people were protesting saying I the fuel price hikes just the way impilo ekhona eZimbabwe zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. This event of course led to over 500 being arrested according to here I'm citing a news media site which is led by Zenzelendevele called Site SCITE. It's saying 600 people, over 500 were arrested ngale kobulawayo, amongst them being youths ranging from the age 12 and older, 12 ontanga, for alleged crimes such as looting, burning of property and more. However, on the flip side, this event, this miraculous protest that happened on 14 January, led to army coming out in the streets because now that was a safety precaution. Of course, like I said, there was army, there was looting, things were being burnt. The same army that is being accused of allegedly violating ama civil rights abantu. Some who are eventually arrested in Zimbabwe have accused military officials and police officers of picking them up, beating them up, picking them up from their private residences, beating them up, and then they take them over to jail. The very same event led to several different people who are leading all these different civil society organizations, such as Pastor Evan Mawarire, being arrested, and others fleeing the country. Examples such as Ipitswile Maphosa, who is the spokesperson of ZAPU, Pride Mugono, who is a part of the organization Yabasakulayo, generational consensus. So in the face of this military crackdown, we're bringing all these different youths, those who are victims of the violence, we're all bringing youths of ZANU-PF, we're bringing youths who have fled the country, so that they come into the program and they tell the story. What's your take on the alleged civil rights violations by the military in ngale Zimbabwe? What's your take on the military crackdown? +1 202 619 2077 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp, +1 202 465 0318. Got to Zimbabwe Muhle as usual. Singangangeni kuhlelo as usual, Zimbabwe Muhle. Let's take a look at what we have in our program today.
Tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on the military crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, which has forced some young people to leave the country to seek refuge in several nations. Some youths have been locked up for taking part in recent protests over the high cost of living. What's your take on the military crackdown? To join our discussion, text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. For those on Facebook, you can write your contact number in the comment section and we'll call you back. You're tuned into The Connection on Studio 7.
Ndiyo nyayati na yo mugango mchurongwa hilo lutaba isilalo la mshanje Guchelo la basa kulayo lilami umaiko ove umsaikwa Tributefe nyiro pa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930 6065 Uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave Abafisu ngena gu internet Webule njimbo gu internet sikona gu www.voazimbabwe.com www.voashona.com Sikona njano gu www.voandebele.com However, for our Facebook fanatics, as usual, sikona emakhasinethu amathathu tiripo pa VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So feel free ukubhala imilayezelo yenu, nyora emacomments, write your comments so that we can read them. Balani, balani ontanga, lingakhohlwe njalo, most importantly, msakhangane kujinya mahats nema likes, uyezwe pakanzi share, kuitira kuti tione takawanda. Ngenani kuhlelo. So ontanga, make sure you share the program, kuitira kuti tione, so that our family and friends can join the program.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontana. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3, BigMyke3, ndiripo, sikona, sikona, asikotleni, ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram, Big Mike 3, sikona njalo, tukutepe njula zakari, on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo sikona, VOA Ndebele, ontanga, kodwa, as usual. A lot of people keep asking me, Putty Mike, upu mfowako. Where's that brother of yours, Mandevu, upu Evans, ontanga, lamshanje, I have a gift for you, so join me in studio as we unwrap what we're talking about, lamshanje, the military crackdown in Zimbabwe, is of course, upu Dwami, upra Evans, zining. Nibrizo. What's up?
Magadigo msaigo.
I want to Pani kai, aiwa, uzayo kama chiri, nasi ndezipi za chukuru kura mchirongo.
Mwuriye Zimbabwe, makasimba here. Thank you Mike for bringing me along.
Of course.
So, nasi tanzwa uchita urapana hapa kuti, uruguda umbo utizore randangariro kumashure kuti Mwuriye Zimbabwe imbo tarisisa jangazi chitika kumashure uku kubapa kaita crackdown yemauto mapurisa nevamwe vasingazivikanwi vanongofungidzirwa kunzi vasori vachi pinda mumisha vachirova vanhu vamwe vakakuvadzwa vamwe vakapfurwa vamwe vakaremadzwa vamwe vakapwanyirwa misha zvizhinji zvakaparadzwa mumazuva akapfuura iwaya kuseri kwazvo kwakateverera zvakare kumwe kunetseka kwevanhu kwakakura vanhu vakananhasi vamwe vachiri kufona vachitaura kuno kuti zvinhu hazvisati zvagadzikana vachiri kumbunyikidzwa vachiri kurohwa vamwe vakasungwa nemhosva dzavasinganzwisisi nezvakawanda wanda ndiyo nyaya iri kuitika pano saka tinotenda Mike anga achitaura pano kuti atitsvagira vechidiki vekuzano PF vekuMDC nevamwe vakawanda wanda kuti tizonzwa kuti maonero avo nemiwo vatereri vanoona chirongwa nesu maonero enyu anengari yekuti kudii tinotenda kuti munge muri pano nesu nasi
ngilo lidaba isilalo lamhlanje ekutwini mthwakazo muhle lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabatsha always the connection sixoxa ngokukhahlanyezwa kwamalungelo abasakhulayo ngabezomvikela okwenza ukuthi abanye babukele babaleke elizweni ngisanda ukusho ngesikhiwo ukuthi kulabanye abasakhulayo who are on the run begijima they are sebephila hayi ukuthi sebephila kodwa okwamanje baphila emazweni achiyeneyo kulabo iphithule Ramaphosa yona oyisikhulumeni sebandla leZaphu yena he's also living in a different nation okwamanje sikhangile ukuthi silaye egudwini kuhlelo lamhlanje uzabe esikhulumela nje echasisa ukuthi kanti kuyini okwenza ukuthi abaleke aphile lapha ekhona kulabo Pride Mkhono yena ongumunye ongisakhulayo njalo owe inhlanganiso yena ekhangile ukulwela amalungelo abasakhulayo yona ethiwa yi-generational consensus ikhuthaza abantu abasakhulayo bathathe isikhundla bathi young people the future is not tomorrow the future is today so sifuna ukuzwa kini ezulu kandaba ukuthi ngombono wenu lokho okwenziwa ngababutho njalo abezomvikela kuyinto elungile na siyez uhulumende bathi hi the crackdown was unfortunate kodwa it was the response was proportionate lina lithini ngamazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lawo ngamazwi njalo ka Minister of Information uMai Monica Mchangwa kodwa singakangeni sithatha entrambeli before we get deep into our program Evans we have our first guest on our in our program today his name is Flint Bedrock
Flint. Is this guy coming on Skype?
He's coming on Skype. Zulandaba is coming on Skype. So let's go to Flint. Bedrock says, Flint, thank you so much for joining our program, brother.
Hello, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Wagwan. How's it going out there in London?
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. How are you guys over there?
Evans, how are you feeling, bro?
I feel better than you, of course.
It's very difficult to feel better than me, brother. It's very difficult. All right,
that's
brother,
amazing.
Let's get into it, brother. I follow you on social media, and so does a good 15K people or more. And recently you've taken to social media to highlight everything that's happening in Zimbabwe. What exactly pushed you to want to do this?
I think it was the fact that my brother was beaten up by the soldiers. You know, I was following the reports, and I was talking about what was happening. But you know, there's been certain reports that have been shown to be not accurate. So you tend to be a little bit skeptical when you're commenting about things that are happening on the ground. But when it happens to you personally, you know, it's a fact. It's happening.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that your brother was one of the people that were beaten up or allegedly beaten up by soldiers. We've heard government release so many different statements. One of them was, you know what, there's a lot of people who have gone rogue within our governmental, system. Is it possible that your brother was beaten up by someone who may not be a military official?
No. No, come on. The sheer number of the people that are involved, unless we now have a parallel army in Zimbabwe or a militia, these were people that were wearing military uniforms. You know, it was a sizable number of them. And in Zimbabwe, you know that wearing a uniform is illegal. So who would brazenly wear army military uniforms and walk the streets beating people up? It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how is your brother doing right now?
He's in hospital recovering. He's had to have a minor surgery to realign his fractured bones, and he's got pins in his leg to stretch the skin, and he's wearing a medical corset. He's going to be in hospital for perhaps a month or two. And there is a concern of perhaps more serious implications, which we're hoping is not the case. But, yeah.
Flint, I Mike just been briefing me about you, and I'm made to believe you spend a lot of time on social media, and you have quite a huge following. Now, the government has openly said social media is one of the biggest reasons why there is chaos and commotion in the country, basing it on the shutdown they did, you know, when they closed down internet closed down telephone systems for everybody. How do you feel about that? You being somebody who maintains a huge presence on social media, do you think you guys contributed to the mayhem that was going on in the country?
No, I think the reason why the government and previous governments were able to get away with doing certain things was because the information was not getting around. People didn't get to see what was happening, and there was no public debate about it. Naturally, because of the internet being so open, people are able to see what's happening to their fellow citizens. And I think the reaction was completely generic. You know, when people see what's happening, they're going to react. You can't expect people to see their mothers and their children and their brothers being abused and just not do anything. I don't think anybody incited it. It was just as a result of the fact that people can now see what's happening for themselves.
And now looking at the impact of what you are doing and what other people on social media are doing for the awareness and you know, the campaigns and everything that's going on as victims and as people that feel pain out of what happened, how much impact are you guys putting into the world?
I think all we're trying to do in our own small ways is to keep the story alive. You know, these days the news cycle is very, very short. People tend to forget and move on. And what we're trying to do is to keep shining a light on that so that the government can get a bit of pressure from regional, from international players to re-examine their position.
I see. Last one from my end. If you had a chance to pass on a message to the Zimbabwe system today do you speak Shona or Ndebele?
Shona. I can hear Ndebele, but I can't speak it very well.
Wow.
Muri yeZimbabwe nechishona mairirano nezviri kuitika nezvauri kuita iwewe uri based ku London kudai ndeyekuti kudii.
I think message zvatinofanira kunzwisisa ndezvekuti chekutanga pane kufungirana kuripo pavanhu vechikuru nevadiki kuti maybe isusu hatinyatsonzwisisa magains akaitwa neliberation struggle. And isusu tikuda kungomhanya nenyika tichipembereka tichiita zvekuitwa nedzimwe nyika and not really valuing the independence that came through that struggle and their sacrifice. And I think that's the biggest issue. Ndosaka vasingatitruste kuti vanofunga kuti tikapinzwa panyanga tichatanga kuita zvinhu zvemusoro wedu, tichatengesa nyika, tichaita sei. Nyaya iripo ndeyekungoti tese tinoda kuraramawo munyika inoshanda. Tinoda kurarama munyika inoshanda, tinoda kurarama tiwane mabasa, tikwanise kuwana mari dzedu kubva kubabank nezvakadaro. So hapana munhu ari kuda kuconspire kuvhiringidza nyika, tese tinoda nyika yedu, saka ngatishandei pamwe chete.
Wamunzwa here Mike?
Hai, nyimzwile ngempela Flint. Kutami, thank you so much ngongena kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much Flint. Before you leave, can you tell abantu where they can find you on social media
and what you do? Right.
All right. Okay. I am a musician. I'm a singer, rapper. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Flint Bedrock.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Flint. Thank you, Putom.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Right, zvinondaba liyamuzwa lapha uMusakhulayo igama lakhe nguFlint Bedrock, yena ungumhlabeleli ngale kwele Bhilitane, uyaduma ngempela. Ngiyamlandela kuTwitter, he has over 15,000 followers and of course just like me he's a verified profile. Ever.
How many followers do you have?
Me, I have 5,000 followers, but respect me. UFlint uthi ulobhuti wakhe usesibhedlela ngomunye wabasakhulayo owashawa ngamabutho, washawa ngemilitary. Bathi hayi bayathandaza ukuthi ubhuti wakhe uzaphila. Uphinde wathi ukhangela ukusebenzisa ubulembu bokuzilibazisa i-Twitter presence yakhe ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi kanti kuyinokwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Kodwa ngiyeza njalo ukuthi silo mlaleli thina emteri Evans we have a caller. Mlaleli ecingweni, unjani?
Yaphila.
Ngibani okhulumayo?
UMthimkhulu.
Mthimkhulu, unjani bhuti wami? Ngubhuti noma ngusisi?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ngusisi angithi?
Ngusisi.
Hawu sisi, Mthimkhulu, usungenile kuhlelo mama.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
So siyeza ukuthi eZimbabwe izinto azimanga kuhle, abantu abasakhulayo sebebaleka, abanye bathi hayi wothi ngiyophila ngale kwele South Africa, kwele Namibia, ngendawo njalo indawo ezijeneyo, bathi amabutho hayi they are all beating up abantu abasakhulayo, kakhulukazi laba who are all part of ama civic society groups eZimbabwe. Wena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya?
Mina ngithi sibili amabutho eZimbabwe aso mabutho esizwe kumbe ngamabutho ezano, kodwa ukuba ngamabutho abo ezano impilo yomunye umuntu kwabayinanzelele. Futhi abalandaba lokufa komunye umuntu kumbe lokuhlupheka komunye umuntu.
Kungani usisho kanjalo sisi?
Ngisho ukuthi noma ungaze ukhulume kuphi ukuthi hayi lapha ndohlupho ngani sikhulume icala.
What in Ubuze, Mam, is city, Inumbonoko, Malana, Namas, Ugamungamel, Emerson, Nangakwa, Lapo City. It's unfortunate, Logo Wayans, Alagala, Sivone Abantu, Beshawa, Bantu, Abanye Beshona, Nyenga, Yobuching, Sela, Loko Wayans, Agalam, Saga 14, January. Gotwa uthi hayi ngombono wakhe the government reaction was very very necessary ngenxa yokuthi abantu were getting rowdy abanye beshaya abanye abontanga abanye were looting ngezinto ezishiyeneyo wena ubona ngani I government reaction was necessary na
mina ngithi ukuthi lapha ngikukhangela ukuthi ihulumende yezano yona ivele incele phakathi kwezimpilo zabantu ngoba ukufa kwabantu emandebeleni lo Wangani kuyinto encane la nxa kwakukhulunywa ngeground namhle ground sisemashona le. Lapho ubona babengakubonanga kuqala nxa thina sasikukhuluma. Ukuthi igodi abalilahlela abantu lapha la namhle ungabuya ngeke utshengisa into asihambe emgodini kukhansile la namhle ungalahlela umuntu ethuneni ungalivaki. Khonokho thina kusizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba sahamba sakhuleka ethuneni sathi bantu vukani lanti izilwele ngoba katela kufelayo kuyini elizweni selikhululile namhla bayafa abantu elizweni elikhululekile ukuthi nje ungakhuluma ilungelo lakho kuphela usufike kunzima kakhulu ezweni lezimbabwe
kodwa uyamuza umongameli ukuthi bazaqala ama-investigations ukuthi babone ukuthi mkanti ngubani kahle kahle ohambe endaweni ezijiyeneyo eshaya abantu ehlukumeza uzulu ubona ngani uhulumeni ukhuluma iqiniso na
lapho kakhuluma iqiniso ngoba thina kudala sakhuluma ukuthi kathi thina safelani abantu bafelani kwathiwa kwadlulayo kwadlula khona kwana kubuhlungu kakhulu
hayi
xa usithi okwadlulayo kwadlula kubuhlungu
hayi sisiwamthimkhulu ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu labatha
ngibongile sili kakhulu la mncane izabe likhuluma ezinye iindaba lingangishiye eceleni
no problem sisiwami sizakudinga ngempela next week uzabe ukhona ngempela futhi Thank you, Sisom. So, Evans, are you... Did you hear what Mtsimkhulu said?
I
thought I was teaching you in Ndebele, my friend.
I love the music.
Lapa, we had Tatum Mtsimkhulu, and she was basically saying one of the things when I asked her, what do you think about, you know, the killings and everything that's happening? Mm-hmm. The one thing she could best describe it as is she's saying, you know, when Kukura Hundi happened in Matabeleland, government didn't treat it appropriately. She's saying, today Kukura Hundi is now in Mashonaland. Hansi, it's followed you out there. I further asked her about, you know, how she feels about what the military is doing. And Aiwa, this military ripo Aiwa, it's not a national military. And the military is an UPF chete. And Aiwa, and then the last question I asked her, of course, was, does she believe when he said, you know what, we're going to investigate, we're going to crack down on all these people that are causing all these rogue elements. And she said, Aiwa, this is just another story that government is spinning us.
Interesting. I think nyaye gukura hundi nochikisa iyo Mike tatiri vano vadiki pamwe tatsata zvaro handichazi.
Ndanzata ndoda zvaro ndisamunyeberanga.
Inini ndakangozonzwawo nezvayo asi kana vachitaura kuti zvakaimboitika munguva yegukura hundi hanzi zvangochinja chete zvakuitika kumashonaland. Yes, mashoko akakura iwayayo anochikisa kunzwa. Nekuti tinoziva tese kuti nyaya idzodzi hadzisati dzagadziriswa zvakanaka dzichiri kungotaurwa nekazevezeve nevamwe vachiri kungopopota nezvadzo tichanzwa kuti dzinogadziriswa here zvinofamba sei asi tinotenda kuti vateereri vari kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pavo nezvavanofunga
Right, Evans, we have our second guest of the show today we're packing and loading them, buddy.
Okay.
Tine lawyer who is part of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. His name is Marufu Mandevere. Mkoma wangu Marufu, murayite.
Mwje, how are you?
Aiwa, ndiripo. Mapinda kamchirongo.
Thank you.
Speak to my brother over here, chimbotaura ina Evans.
Mkoma Marufu. Zviri kufamba here?
Chose zvinakidza.
Moshe, tine ana mbuya vedu vari kwamuzarabani uko nevari kwamupini wasvotoka uko vanogona kunetseka nechirungu. Asi tichidawo kuti vahwisise zvinenge zvichiitika mumaguta umo. Mairirano nenyaya dzemauto edzi zvanga zvichimbonyatsofamba sei kumaonero enyu?
ini jenda kami ni kan, nemaun ini anda kaya. Mau tu apa dia? Kubam musuhkan dah. Stay away, kena kurang dia. Tuan baru muzimba jauh. Mau tu apa dia? Nekutanga kuinda muzimbo zozi. Washipuliza wanu muzimba, wajiruwa rume vose. Washiruwa wanu vose wanunga kuzimba. Nizimu zika wanda kukaika. Zingatari ziru kuti mautu anga ajika. Zikarika ne wili rame ya ketika mautu ya Zimbabwe. Nivanu ya Zimbabwe. Mutuwa 17 November 2017. Taka maitula kata mautu kwendo runo. Kasi ya ni maitula kata mutuwa 17 November 2017.
Saka nae mkoma marufu. Mauto haya atakaona muna 2017 November haya aimanyirwa nevanhu vachifarirwa chose vachiberekwa babucha iyo vachikiswa vachifarirwa zvikuru ndiwo haya mauto mamwe chete here atakuona nhasa ari kunzi zvinhu zviya shiri yabvuta rekeni zvachinja
hembe dzavanga vakapeta dzakangofanana nehembe dzakamanya navo muna 2017 as window room wakateka zviseko izvozvo zvakafanana vanga vanhu vasisiri vanhu vatakafarirana navo vatakatsodana navo vatakakwira mumota dzavo navo vatakatamba navo vachibvisa vamugasi vanga vava vanhu vanga vanga zvimbwa mupengo maitiro avo vanga asikata nzii vanhu vekuti utore nyika asi vanga vangofanana neuto rakatanzwa rekusomalia rakatanzwa reboko haramu uto rinenge rapanduka risiri uto revanhu
ha saka chamungati ndocha chakanga chachinja chii pari zvino handiti pakauya hurumende itsva
ndongoti hurumende itsva nekukurudza kwatakaita kuridza murudzo kwatakaita tiifarira inakidzwa nayo yainge isiriyo hurumende yandakazoona pari zvino yoti vanhu vatakahwa vamunangakuhwa chinzi izire vanhu izivi ramwari zvaka zvasiyana zvingabviri izire vanhu ranga rava sekunge iri pfumo yakananga namunangagwa yangasiyana dziri izivi ramwari semaonero andakaita nemafambiro akaita zvinhu andakaona panguva pfupi yapfuura handisati inge ndakambozvionazve vava mugabe vakavemba nevanhu vakafarirwa nevanhu handisati ndamboona hurumende ichinjira vanhu sezvandakaona panguva yamunangabva mukubva musi wa14 November nekunge ndakamhanyawo munzira nemurwendo ndichipurudzira vamunangagwa vachipirirwa muchinzvimbo handisati ndambofungira zvandakazoona nezvakazoitwa neuto ratakafarira neuto ratakange tichimhanya naro
Mike uri kuvanzwa here mukoma marufu
aiwa ndiri kuvanzwa ndanichida kubvunzawo vamukoma marufu Seeing as though you're one of the lawyers, Rukshanda is Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, what exactly are you seeing, Dan? We're hearing so many different stories. Anzi, Kumajeruko, Kunevanu, Echidiki, who have broken arms, limbs, and more, Varu, Anema Soja, and everything. What exactly is going on, Kumajeruko?
I'll do this in English. I'm really surprised ever since that I've done human rights law in Zimbabwe for the past 10 years. The nature of the arrest, the people arrested from their homes, the young people, the youth, also great men are arrested from their houses to face trials on public violence. Young people being detained in prison with adults, young people being afforded the right to be heard. In terms of the bail, young people being firearms at the young people being facing trials, mass trials, expedited trials, and I've never seen this before. And I'm really grateful as a senior citizen of this country, as a senior of these young people, that we put our young people into these kind of trials.
Now, on what grounds are these arrests being justified? Especially now that the way you're explaining it, it sounds so gruesome. It sounds like it's just a blatant civic rights violation. On what grounds are these being justified within the courts?
In that word, my friend, people are arrested from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
People are arrested from where they stay.
Mm-hmm.
They are accused of having been part of this. The demonstrators, they're accused of being running into their homes. That there are some police officers coming today. We saw them running into this house.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the people's house where they were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
In Marondera, my friend, I've got people who have recently been arrested for being part of the demonstrators. I've got prostitutes or sex workers having been rounded up and being taken to be witnesses to say who did you say. And they have got approaches, naming all sorts of people after being arrested, after being assaulted, they name their enemies and so forth. And these people are going to court.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
Now, for those that were arrested for being part of Vanwangachiratidziramigwagwa, we're hearing government saying, you know what, the force that was presented was a necessity. It had to happen because, you know, these protests went just out of hand. People were looting, people were burning things, people were hurting each other, police stations were being burnt down, cars were being burnt and more. Were they rightfully arrested? Is government right in reacting in that manner?
To be honest with you, I condemn violence in whatever form that is manifest.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want violence in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience with all these things, violence, demonstrators in Zimbabwe has never been violent.
Mm-hmm.
It is the police officers who are trying to face this with said violence.
Mm-hmm.
They see that they don't have enough manpower. They can throw tear gas and peaceful demonstrators.
Mm-hmm.
They start to beat peaceful demonstrators.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you see then the demonstrations becoming violent or demonstrations becoming the manner that you see them. It's not that the people will not be provoked. They are marching peacefully. And police officers start to throw tear gas, start to beat people who are marching peacefully. This is how then people become violent. But in the case of these demonstrations, I've also noticed one trend that the people were also implanted to cause the chaos that we have seen.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you look at Kuwajana with the whole and the entire characters, ZANPF youth, being arrested for touching a bus, being arrested for destroying people's property. So you see with the chain of events that the actual people were planning to then cause violence. And that's when we see the violence coming on. But I personally will not ever condemn violence,
mm-hmm.
not ever
I was reading an article that was done by Zenzele Ndebele out there in Bulawayo, and one of the things he was saying is there was a lady who was 68 years old who was arrested for possession of a television stand, which they said was stolen. How are police going about proving that this property is stolen property?
I'm sorry, but I've not heard of that case. But in a court of law,
mm-hmm.
we would definitely want to know where it was stolen, who is the complainant,
mm-hmm.
and how the prisoner was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So what just tolerate and receive and accept the situation where somebody says that this property was stolen when there's no owner of the property claiming it, and so forth. So there must be a person who claims that the property was stolen, is a complaint at the police station. What he says is this property was stolen, matches that property which was recovered. Then, but I think then it become an issue.
All right. Well, Mkomang Marufu, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the helpful to the program.
Thank you. We look forward to having you soon on the program again.
Thank you very much, Alex.
So, Evans, Zulukandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uMarufu Mandewere. Yena, he's a part of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Evans, Hans Timteri Parunari. Mlaleli, kola, Mteri, Mapinda Mchirongwa. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, magadi yenyu baba.
Tripo magadeni.
Aiwa tripo. Pfe mapinda kamchirongo.
Iwe. Na mchirongo tipe pe pese pese. Utaro wani wanu.
Zita diani baba.
Ndini Windows mnengi.
Ani?
Windows.
Windows. Mkoma Windows mapinda mchirongo. Chumbota uraika na puru wangu mandevu yu Evans.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, ndinota ora chindevere nechitonga nechitonga.
Manje sakhulumisa wesikale sikhulumisa leke mnumzana Winters. Hawu, wangakhulumanga lapho ungena kuhlela ukuthi hayi ngiyakhulumisa indevere.
Alright, ngiyakhulumisa indevere.
Masikhulume ke mbhutami Winters. Mnumzana,
mina ngingapha eBinga.
Kunjani eBinga?
eBinga go right.
So mnumzana siyezwa phela ukuthi amabutho ayahamba beshaya abantu bebhaxabula abantu bayakhalala kulabanye abasakhulayo sebeqala ukubaleka sebephile emazweni athiyeneyo kwele South Africa kwele Namibia kwele Botswana bese impilo yami hayi it's in risk wena uthini ngalokho kwenzekalayo eZimbabwe.
Yeah, nikubona kungakukuhle izinto lezi ezenzakala lapha eZimbabwe.
Kungani usisho kanjalo?
Ya ngoba ngibona isilwane banxa isilwane sesizala umntwana oyindoda siyahla umntwana but umntwana ohlakaniphileyo uyabaleka duzane lasi isilwane lesi esidla abantwana. So amabutho manxa ehambe ichaya abantu ezindlini emgwaqweni akulunganga but mina ngokubona kwami angikholi ukuthi ngamabutho butho sibili kumbe ngabantu abathunywayo benikwa izigqoko zamabutho.
So uyamkholwa na uhulumende ushilo wathi these are rogue elements kuthiwa hayi these are not abantu abangamabutho kuthiwa angithi a couple of weeks ago bashilo bathi hayi emakamba achiyeneyo there were military armor and military attire was stolen. Uyamkholwa uhulumende nanxa esikhuluma kanjalo?
Uyabona budwani umuntu engakhwalisa ukukhuluma ukuthi kasenzeni so kusasa iphinde sithi kasime engithuma abantu labo. So mina esayidini lami angikholi ukuthi laba abantu bengazihambela ukuphela bengathunywanga but ngoku-understanda kwami amabutho ayathunywa akulabutho elingahamba kwenye indawo lingathunywanga. So ibutho liyathunywa so abantu laba bathunywa. Angikhulu ukuthi mina uhulumende lokho kakwazi bayakwazi sibili.
Manje ngombono wakho kuyini okumele kwenzeke ngenxa yokuthi bakhona phela abasakhulayo they now running kwele South Africa kwele Namibia kwele Botswana besithi hayi ngeke ngiphenduke until izinto sengathi my life is not at risk eZimbabwe.
Yeah, mina ngokubona kwami uhulumendina yachasisela abantu bonke ukuthi lokhu akume but ukuba kwangukhona kakusozi kume ngoba bayathunywa bona abantu bangukhona. So akusozi kume vele abantu bazabe sizabaleka sonke lapha eZimbabwe.
Hawu lawo asafuna ukuphila khona
kathi ngingaphila njani mina ngichayo ngapha ngiyachayo. Khonapho ngiyalamba ngapha umuntu uyangitshaya futhi ngingaphila njani.
Hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana.
So zempile kahle.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa ukuthi ukhulumisane lo Evans ngesihlona mnumzana. Evans uri kunzwa zwirutshwana na mkomo wedu Windows.
Ziruku diko mkoma Winters.
Ah, ndiripo mkoma wangu ndirikuno kubinga.
Zvaka mira seiko kubinga. Masoja ari kusvika here ikoko?
Haa, masoja ariko, haa, gara zvavo vakatandara kuno kubinga. Nekuti hakuna musinduka kuno.
Saka kwakanyarara, hakuna batai yatiri kuona iri kuitika kumaguta makuri.
Haa, kuno kwakanyarara, kwakanaka.
Haa. At least it has gone
from where. Asi kira iko koko kunavana bruwayo neku arare iko koko atuku nga utibamwe wariku rogwa wa mwariku itwa sese.
Makanga mawa munu ati ibei zera ere mazua e gukura hundi.
Mazua e gukura hundi pa mendaibo ipapapo kuma 16, 17 years.
Saka zvamakaona mumakore gukura hundi nezviri kutaurwa kunzi zviri kuitika iko zvino izvi zvakafanana here?
Gukura hundi mwana wamai yakakurisa stereke kufura ava vavari kufa izvozvo ava isixi vanhu but vakazosvagira vanhu kuti vambosvagwa svagwa kuti vakafa sei but ma 20,000 yegukura hundi havana kusvagirwa vanhu.
Aiwa ndapanzwa hapo kungoedza kuti tinzwisise kuti zviri kuitika nezvakamboitika zviri kudzokororeka here tione kuti nyika yacho iri kumboenda kupi. Makazvitarisawo zvenyu muri kuona kunge Zimbabwe yananga kupi?
Zimbabwe iko zvino kwayananga ka ndingati tiri pamukwizo. Saka isusu takarangarira pasi kuti tiri kuenda mugomba here but isusu inini pachangu ndingati tiri kuenda mugomba. Hatisi kurarama zvakanaka.
Aha, ndopedzisira hangu nekubvunzawo kuti zvamunofunga kuti ndo zvingaitwe kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe munyika ndezvipi?
Kuti zvinhu zvacho zvigadzirisirwe ndezvokuti ivavo pare vari pamusorosoro festi ngavagadzirisane zvavo zvavo ipapapo. Vakangogadzirisana zvavo zvavo zvinhu zvose zvichapera, but kana vasina kungogadzirisana zvavo zvavo vanongotaura chete nemuromo kuti tichagadzirisa ichi havasi kugadzira, tichaita ichi havasi kuita. Saka manje tungoona kuti apa kana vachitaura izvozvi tingati mukuru here anonyepa. Tingataura izvozvo kuti mukuru anonyepa because vanofanira kuti ikoko vakuru vacho vari pamusorosoro vanogadzirisa zvinhu zvavo. Asi inini pakuona kwangu chairo chairo handisi kuona kuti maopposition party here, but ndinoti ndiyo yo ruling party. Ivavo mukati mavo pane something wrong isiri kuitika zvakanaka. So ivavo ngavagadzirisane pachavo kuitira kuti zvinhu zvezimbabwe zviite zvakanaka.
Aiwa mukoma Winters, thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndatendawo neni nhasi ndatopinda muchirongwa. Musandikangamwe nemangwana hamuzondibata.
Musatye
baba Winters, hatichambokanganwa zita renyu rinonakidza izvi.
Winters.
Winters.
Yeah.
Yes. Winter.
Winters.
Okay. All right, Mr. Winters, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongo.
Ndapo baba siyabonga kakhulu.
Zulu kandaba leya muzwa umnumzana Winters ungenile kuhlelo uthi hayi ngombono wakhe lokho kwenziwayo nguhulumende, kuthi uhulumende kumele chiye lokho akwenzayo, kumele adinge indlela yokulungisa lokho kwenzekwayo. Uphinde wathi hayi ubona ngani uyavumelana ngombono kahulumende ukuthi lokho kwenziwayo is a by rogue elements, kuthi hayi it's not the military, ngoba ngeke kwenzeke lokho under the military. Kodwa silukandaba singakahambi, before we go to our next guest, we have a video one that will show you one of the gentlemen who was allegedly hurt by the military of Zimbabwe. Njalo, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commissioner Sheila Matindike, as she comments on everything that was going on, the gentleman who was allegedly hurt by the army, his name is Farai Mapasi. Let's take a look.
Vanga ne motor dzakasvika 12 vanda kuzokwanisa kuzoverenga dzese pamwe chete. wakavawandi kubunza kuti pakanzira ndipapi saka inini handi handisikapazingira mutani ndakati handipazivi pakanzira ipapo wabva watanga kutondirova nesimbi nemiti wabva wandityora muoko muoko kacho ka2 gumbo rikaita kreki apo wabva wasiya pavakangopedza ndirova vatosiya vatopima mota dzavo vaenda mberi
sakazouya kuchipatara zvadi
zvadaro ndakabva ndazotsvaga kuti vamwe muerea ndoko vakazoti munhu ngaenda kuchipatara ndoida kuedza kuenda kuchipatara kwacho kwakusikumbofambika mota dzacho dziwanikedzoendeo kuchipatara dzakashayika ndabva kuti fumo wacho ndoka ndakazoona mota ndakakwanisa kuzi haya kuya kuchipatara pabmc ndoba ndazokwanisa kubatsirwa pabmc ipapo
At least 8 deaths have been reported to the commission and mostly attributed to use of live ammunition. Whilst the police officers in charge were not forthcoming with their side of the story, the verified facts raise a lot of questions around the crowd control capacity of the law enforcement agents. They seem to resort to use of brute, excessive and disproportionate force in most circumstances, thereby causing avoidable loss of life and also worsening the situation. The Commission remains concerned about the continued use of the military in maintaining law and order in the country. After the events of 1 August 2018, it was to be expected that the country would have learned something and would in future do things differently.
Uyangari Farai Mapasi is one of the gentlemen who was allegedly beaten up in a Mauto. And then you heard the commissioner.
Inda Urguta allegedly.
You know, in English, there's a term that they say innocent until proven guilty.
Saka. Hauna kutaura naye rewe Farai.
Murugona waka video. Yakaitwa ne AP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Iyaruguti. Asukuti akaro.
Iyaruguti akaro.
Alright.
But even then, Mukoma, she knows innocent. Don't go now. In any one, don't go now. Mukama, go and do it. Evan,
I got raw. Wow, yo. I got raw. Somewhere around, I got raw. Come show us now. Mira Zaganaka.
So, Nyampela Liabuzo Long Farai Mapasi. He's an army, a victim of alleged victim of a civil violence Njalo Ushila Matindike of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Kodwa coming in as our next guest, we have Ipitule Maphosa. Early on ngilitshelile ngathi we're looking to speak to some of these youths who say thina sesibaleka ngenxa ukuthi eZimbabwe izinto azimanga kuhle. Ipitule Maphosa is one of them. So Maphosa, unjani putami, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi ngiyazama bafo kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila siyaphila. So kunjani lapho khona?
Kusegangeni umuntu ocatshileyo so angeke ngithi kuright kodwa kungcono kulalapho embaleke khona lapho enzuke khona ekhaya. Kungcono kakhulu le ihlupho lolo esilubalekela ekhaya.
So awungitshele ke Maphosa ekhaya sike sakhuluma wena wangitshela ukuthi hayi you fled eZimbabwe ngenxa ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. What exactly led to you feeling like it's time ukuthi mina I vacate this place ngenxa ukuthi there's something that's about to pop off, I have to leave?
Isusa sendaba indaba ye fairway eyagcina isiba ngama violent protests mayingaphambani isiqalo semhlaka 11 January. Kodwa mina bengivele ngingekho ekhaya, ngingumuntu ophuma emhlaka 6 January ngivakatsha eSouth Africa. Ngithe ngikhona eSouth Africa ngayathola umbiko abantwana sebengifonela ngekhaya bethi hayi kubuya abantu lapha probably Wednesday mhlaka 16 I think 16 or 17 thereabouts. January bethi babuyile ebusuku amasosha it was 8 of them bonke bethwele isikali njalo babuya ebusuku around after 10-11 PM khonapho bengabantu abadinga mina kunjalo unkosikazi wabatshela ukuthi hayi umuntu elimdingayo akekho Wahambe South Africa mhlaka 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was corroborated. My children, full of 3 years. But now we was like, who put our work over? We're going to say South Africa. Bahamba again. That was Wednesday. Bavuka bemfonela ngeThursday. On Thursday, njalo kutaba penduka. Kwaya buya 11 of them. Ebusuku njalo around the same time. Kodwa kukhanya sebetshintshile sokungafiki bona abana ababawone ngeWednesday. Ledinga mina njalo. So uma bebuza ukuthi limdingelani umuntu lo ngoba ube ngekho kuma-protest. Bonakalanga kuma-protest lawana, but hayi, sidinga labantu abaplanayo ama-protest lawa. So thina sibe information ukuthi wangena imhlangano yokuplana ama-protest lawa.
Bona bathi bayithathe nga i-information le.
Hayi, abasatshongi ukuthi bayithethe kubani, bathi bale information nje ejekisa ukuthi kukhanya ngangena ama-meetings angkhona okuplana i-stairway. So bathi hayi, sizamtshela ke ukuthi kuyamdinga, maybe uzabuya elibona engaphenduki, uyabuya nje next week khonapho. So ama-days ami lawa abe esephelile lapho e-South Africa, and I took to go back home. Ngabuye namhla ka 20 January. Ngafika very early in the morning. Kodwa ngithe ngifikile anzange ngisaphuma, ngifike ngaphumula ngalala ntambama around 9. Seza sokule noke elokuzeegedini. So angiphumanga mina, waphuma umna wami, nguye ophumayo. So uma elunguza igeda ankhona ithe ngivele ilokuza, so kumele uqale ulunguza uze ubona umuntu ophasi. Uma elunguza ukuthi hayi kulamasoja, ambona ukuthi ngamasoja yini kumbe ngamapolisa, but kulabantu abangu-8 fande bathwele imbhobho konke. So wayapheduka uphenduke ngumuntu othi wodinga ethatha ama-key isikhiye ngivule ilokhu zigede yikho lapha nditshela khona no sebekhona abantu laba. So nanisothi hayi ima kancane about 2-3 minutes ngiphume wena ukuthi siyavula. So mina ngabe ngiphuma ngiseqela komakhelwane behind the ngadlula nje kumakhelwane ukuthi hayi sokukuki lapha sendesemba le ulalele nawe ukuthi uzahamba njani lapha. Kwakusebusuku kwangama-9 mhlaka 20 ngihle ngaba ngumuntu olale hamba I to get to the nearest border kusasemasinya and ngaqonda e-plan tree kulapho kwakuseduze khona. Ngavuka sengicrosa excel ntubotwana but I proceeded to enamitli. Okungenza ngibaleke yikuthi i-government le emalangeni ona lawo bakhupha umbiko othi bantshontshele isikhali lama-uniform from amabhara. I think siyakhumbula konke. And asikwazi ukuthi odinga abantu ezindlini, othatha abantu ezindlini ikakhulu ebusuku kumbani. Ithina amasosha lamapolisa esiwaziyo authentic kumbe laba abantshontshe izikhali zikahulumente lama-uniform. So kulapho okusuka khona ishiye yami kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe yilaba izigebenga lezi ezienelisayo ukuntshontsha isikhali, zienelisa ukuntshontsha ama-combat landlani bengene besukumeza abantu. So ngazibuza ukuthi uma bengangithola ikakhulu ebusuku what will happen to me. So I had to flee the country. Okwamanje ngisenamibia ngizama ukuthola i-safety.
So Maphosa, tell me something. Masikhulume ngesikhiwa here for 1 second. At what stage and point do you feel like it'll be safe for you to go home?
I beg your pardon?
You see, at what stage and point do you feel like it'll be safe for you to go back home?
I really don't see any safety right now or anytime soon. I don't think Zimbabweans are safe under the current system and what is happening currently. The unfolding events point to high levels of uncertainty and insecurity for all the citizens of Zimbabwe. So I really don't see any point anytime soon where we can say we are safe in Zimbabwe.
Maphosa, hi. What is ngibamba umlomo kancane. And then let's go to our next clip. Lapo Zakulayo Evans, ZANU PF Youth, is going to be telling us today. For those that don't know, ZANU PF had a press conference. The ZANU PF Youth had a press conference whereby they were touching on several different things. So let's go to Yokai Simbanegavi, who's going to tell us more about what exactly were they talking about. She's a ZANU PF Youth League member.
takaona zvakawanda zvakaitika mazuva achangopfuura. Kune vanhu vane mapato avo madiki, kune vamwewo vane magungano avo ari muno munyika atakabvumidza kuti auye muno munyika sehurumende. Asi magungano aya ava kushandisa vana vechidiki kuita zvisakafanira zvakafanana nekupaza zvitoro, kupisa mabhazi, kupisa dzimotokari dzevanhu vanenge vachifamba havo munyika yavo vakasununguka, zvinova zvinozoita kuti vagari vemuno munyika yeZimbabwe vanzwe kutya vechidiki vanenge vachifamba munharaunda. Tinozvishora izvozvo sebazi revechidiki veZANU-PF. Tinoti isu zvekare takaona kuti mhirizhonga iyi payakapfuura, takaona vamwe vemamwe magungano iwaya vachienda kunzvimbo dzinotongerwa dzimhosva anova ivo vatingati makotsi, vachienda ikoko vachinomiririra vamwe vevamwe vakasungwa nedzimhosva idzodzi dzekupisa mabhazi nekupisa dzimotokari, vachienda kunovamiririra. Asika isusu tiri kubvunza mbvunzo uyu sevechidiki kuti justice kana kuti tingati kuenzana kwemikana yevanhu kana kuenzana kukumirirwa kwevanhu kana pachinge papariwa mhosva inofanira kuenderana kumativi ese. Tiri kuti isusu ivavo vakapisa
ndiyamuzwa lapa uyeukai deputy minister of sports angiti Evans. So ngiyezwa njalo Evans kuti hanzi tine muteereri, so let's quickly take a call.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to Maphosa and then we have to wrap up uhlelo. Kola kola mlaleli, in 1 minute unjani, ibizo ngubani? Mteereri muripo here?
Ipo.
Zita ndiani baba? Right, Rabanu, Mapinda Mchirongwa, 1 minute Tuesday, maondero enyu, pamusoro penyaya yatinayo mugango nasi.
Inini maonero andiri kuita mauto haafanhi kuwanika pese kuisa mukiti. Mauto anofanira kudzokera kumabharaka kwawo. Kana paita kana kuti muno muchaita kakurwiswa, mauto ndo anofanira kunorwisa ikoko. Nhasi andiri kumabhuku unongoona kuti zvinhu zvacho zvava zvichinetsa, mauto angozara pese pese, rayatiri pese pese. Zvanava zvichingonetsa unongoona kuti Zimbabwe tiri kutongwa zveujanjirezi, hatisi kufamba pamadiro. Last week ayo 6 ndikachaya unounzwa kuti vanhu chibvai magood point endai kudzimba. Saa munoona kuti isusu hatichafamba zvakasununguka, taakutonzi nguva dzakati munofanira kunge makudzimba dzenyu.
Yatoapartheid ka Evan.
Nae mukoma wangu ndikubvunzeiwo mubvunzo wani chete. Muri kuti masoja ngaadzokere kumabharaki. Asi vari kutungamira nyika havasi mauto here? Maminista muzere mauto, mugovernment muzere mauto, zvino vanodzokera kupi varo vari kutungamira nyika?
Zvacho zvinonetsa manje. Ndopavatira kuona kuti hatina kwatinoenda kana tichitungamirwa so.
Pakaipa.
Alright, mukoma, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa chechidiki.
Maita munyama mapinda nguva yakupera. Next time tichakutsvaga nguva ichiripo mugoti taure zvakanyanya. Maita basa zvikuru. Alright.
Right, is Kati 158 Zulu kandaba lapha eWashington DC. Sekusele 2 minutes kuhlelo. Maphosa, I'm going to give you 1 minute ngicela ukuthi uvalelise uhlelo. Can you tell Zimbabwe ukuthi wena ngombono wakho what exactly must happen with the ilizwe liqhubekele phambili?
Kwakithi ilizwe leli selitshabalele. Abakhulayo bathi sokumele siprese i-default setting sibuyele kuma-manufacture setting. Lokho kutho ukuthi laba bantu abaphethe umbuso bayehlulekile since 1980. Kusobala i-evidence ikhona. Alubana nje ngabantu abathi swallow their pride bevume ukwehluleka kwabo for the sake of Zimbabwe and for the sake of ama Nigeria nations of Zimbabwe. Ngoba ngendlela esihamba ngayo le akusela lizwe laphana. If we are not careful zagcina sesilwa sodwa sokuthiwa lesi unrest elizweni. And once kuqala lokho ambona ukuthi singayenelisa ukuthi silungise ilizwe. So kade singabe nje bayaphuma beneceleni ku ufagwe a transitional authority as I end out the city reclaim as our citizens.
I
reclaim all the state institutions.
Of course, he's got you know that.
Okay, to all the Mundo and the Enga Vidin. So,
yebo, put on me. Thank you so much, Mungi Nabushe, Lavasa Kulayanis. Stay safe, Lapuko.
Yeah,
Zimbabwe omuhle sesifike emaphethweleni Evans sasuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu chevechi
chanasi
next week Zimbabwe omuhle namhlanje kuhlelo we were talking about the military crackdown in Zimbabwe. You heard from the lawyers, you heard from the commissioners, you heard from the callers, you heard from those that have fled the country. Zimbabwe omuhle, what do you have to say at Big Mike 3 at Sanganeni Twitter, Instagram. Good night.